From the record-setting heat in Russia to the heavy rains in Pakistan and the devastating mudslides in rain-soaked China, many climate scientists predict extreme weather will become more common as the Earth gets warmer.
As the planet warms, the atmosphere can actually hold more water. And so when it does rain, we're getting more heavy rainfall events. And that's going to be really devastating.
Climate scientist Amanda Stout of the U.S.-based National Wildlife Federation co-authored the private organization's 2010 report on extreme heat in the U.S. She found many of the cities along the east coast of the U.S., when compared to average temperatures, have twice as many days that have reached over 32 degrees Celsius. She predicts this extreme heat will soon become the norm.
What surprised me was that in 2010 may actually be considered a mild year in 2050, or at least an average or typical year, depending on the global warming pollution emissions that we have going forward.
Stout and many other scientists say pollution increases carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and that traps heat and causes global warming. But climatologist Patrick Michaels of the Cato Institute says that exaggerates the problem.
These cities are going to get and have been getting warmer with or without carbon dioxide going in the atmosphere.
Michael says the concrete and bricks in a city trap more heat than carbon dioxide. He blames much of the extreme heat in the eastern U.S. this year to a weather cycle called La Nina. Amanda Stout says long-term extreme weather can cause negative impacts, health problems from more allergy-causing plants, food shortages from crops under stress. This summer, severe drought and wildfires in Russia sharply reduced the world's wheat supply. Stout says a long-term solution is to use other forms of energy.
We need to start moving away from our reliance on fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas, and transitioning our energy use to cleaner sources like solar and wind, and looking for ways to be more efficient in our energy use.
But Patrick Michael says these are not realistic solutions.
Solar is wildly inefficient, has to be subsidized massively. Wind's never going to produce enough dense energy.
Michael says humans have always adapted to changing environments and will continue to do so.
This issue is no different than many of the other apocalyptic threats that have been brandished over society from time immemorial. And for all of those other threats, we adapted.
Aside from the debate on climate change, scientists do agree cities will continue to get hotter as they grow and add more buildings and roads. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.